welcome to the Convos with Anita Santiago podcast. Please like, share, subscribe, and I appreciate a review. The podcast on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, you name it, wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to reach out to me directly, you can email me at convoscws, that's convoscws@gmail.com. And don't forget to check the website out, lifeconvos.com. Today, we have part two of my amazing interview with the amazing... doing amazing things with mentoring and working with fathers and men. And, you know, the issues that men face, that young men face, that our boys face, as a community, and I'm not just talking about African American, I'm talking about as a community. Our men and young boys are facing a lot of things. And here we have a young man, Mr. Xavier Smith, that's rolled up his sleeves and he's down in the trenches. So he's going to talk today to us about the two organizations that he works with. So in part one, we got a little glimpse of what he does. This part is going to be more about the organizations he works with. So please give a big round of applause to the amazing Xavier Smith.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Our conversation was so amazing. I'm going to keep saying I admire the work that you do. In our first episode, we didn't really have a chance to really go into the organizations themselves that you work with. So one is Upstate Fathers Coalition, and then the other one is your nonprofit called Kind Mentoring. And just want to let the listeners know, if you want links to the organizations, pages, and all that good information, just pop over to the website, Life Convos, go to the guest section, look for the links under Xavier's picture. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. So for all the listeners that's listening, I appreciate you all tuning in. Blessings, man. I salute it. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
So just to tap into it, I'm gonna start with the Upstate Fatherhood Coalition. That's the brand. Okay. Again, my name is Xavier Smith. I've been with the Upstate Fatherhood Coalition for 3 years. We are the Upstate Anderson, South Carolina, alongside our flagship in Greenville, South Carolina, and Spartan. So it's three sites. Upstate. We also are statewide. We are in the lower counties. If anyone want to know what those lower counties are, that is Myrtle Beach, Columbia, South Carolina, and so forth. So we do have six other offices that's in that lower county. But with the Upstate Fatherhood Coalition, what all we do is we live by a mission. Our mission to re-engage fathers back in the life of their kids. But while doing that, we want to provide that positive and that community support. So how the whole Upstate Fatherhood Coalition started was we heard fathers in the communities just crying out for help, trying to figure out how to get to the life of their kids, learning how to be involved all together collectively to be the best for their kids, but also be attached to their families. So the Fatherhood Coalition, they've been around here currently 25 years, the longest standing of it all. Fatherhood was questioned at one point to only be open for 3 years. So when we look at the dynamics of 25 years and standing real tall, that's what we do. With the Fatherhood Coalition, we do serve fathers from the court system. So any fathers that are dealing with child support issues or mandated, they come to us as a third party, or is another way that you can come into our program is voluntarily. So voluntarily is you come through the program. You heard about the program. You've been to a fatherhood event or told you about our program. Like, hey, go check those guys out. They're doing amazing work.
So there's two ways to come into the program, either through the court system, court ordered or mandated, or fathers can reach out to the coalition directly and get services. That's amazing. Okay, fathers who need services in South Carolina, here you go.
Please. And in that voluntarily slot too, we are connected with DSS. That's one of our biggest partnerships. So DSS, any referrals that they get, which we have a lot of referrals from DSS, they send them right over to us, given that we are a nonprofit organization. The services that we do provide at the Upstate Fatherhood Coalition is we work with you through the expungement process. We help you all with the mediation services. We also work with you through child support again, custody and visitations, especially learn your rights and get those modifications, or if you're just trying to modify custody to see your kid, we can do assist with that. We also work on post-secondary education, so we pretty much have all these services in place to be able to serve our fathers. Now, on the other side of it, I know that it's always a conversation, but we do serve mothers. Let me put that on the table.
Okay.
We serve
mothers. That's wonderful.
Yes, we do serve mothers as well. Collectively as a state, both the Upstate Fatherhood Coalition, Anderson, Greenville, and Spartanburg, even for the state, we have served 2,000, a little bit over 2,000 fathers as a whole. In the upstate itself, we have served 900 and something fathers. So we've seen all walks of life from fathers. You know, fathers that's struggling, fathers that don't have money, fathers that's homeless. So those services in place so we can be able to be that advocate for them. We know that the dynamics for the fathers, it look rough around the edges. When you're talking about not knowing how to co-parent, or don't know how to have a relationship with yourself or with others, we develop those skills for you. We provide that knowledge for you. So to continue, the program is 6 months itself, but you go through something called comprehensive parenting classes. So it's 4 models to that comprehensive parenting classes. It is first healthy relationships. Number 2 is parenting. Number 3 is economic stability, which is now economic mobility. And then we got healthy fathers, healthy families, which health.
I was just going to say, you know, I think that no matter what has happened in a father's life, that the father is not able to be present for the kids. My whole point in doing these episodes was to show that not only are there people that believe in fathers, but there are safe spaces that you can go, because I think our whole way of judging men, you know, everybody has things happen in their lives, but we're so judgmental. And sometimes we label the person as their circumstance instead of giving hope. Like, okay, it was challenging for you here, but guess what? There are people and organizations that believe in fathers, fathers' rights, fathers participating in their children's lives, being present. And not only that, it's in a space that's designed to encourage and nurture and grow people beyond their circumstances. So for fathers who are struggling, I just want to put it out there, you are not your circumstance. You are not the label that people have maybe placed on you. And if you're at a point where you feel like, you know, I've tried everything that I can, and nothing has worked, this is an example of an organization that's ready, willing, and able to help you get the traction that you need to not only further your presence in your kid's life, but further yourself too.
Absolutely. And that's important. Like, that's important, as, you know, we have a curriculum in place, you know, in those four models that what helps with enhancing knowledge and enhancing stability, finance. Mm-hmm. All those models are dealing with healthy relationship, learning how to co-parent. Venus and Mars, where you can get along with your mother versus getting along with your son or your father. And mm-hmm. then you go down to economic stability, where you talk about as a provider, the child support system, role modeling, things of that, dealing with finances. And then you go down to the whole health piece, where you're talking about understanding the mind, understanding the body, healthy nutrition. So when you talk about that, like that, those, all those core components, we facilitate, we do the teaching, mm-hmm. we enhance our conversation through peer support. Mm-hmm. And all those core components, they are all 6 weeks. So our fathers and mothers have an opportunity to sit in each component and gain knowledge within 6 weeks of each one of them. Now, the good thing is about it, we pay them to sit in class. Like, they get a gift card to sit in, you mm-hmm. know, those sessions. And we always let them know, like, hey, to qualify for that gift card, we need to complete 6 out of 6 classes. And that gives them encouragement. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That gives them an urge to be like, I need to be here because my kids need me. Like, mm-hmm. all this stuff. And that's one of the things that I try to teach them. Like, one thing they have to learn is these systems don't care about you.
It's right.
3 things these systems don't care about. First is your time. Like, they don't care what time you're putting in. They don't care what you do. Like, listen, when I need you somewhere, I need you there. Secondly is your money. They don't care how much money you make. They don't care if you get it off the street. They don't care if you load it. They don't care about mm-hmm. you. And mm-hmm. then third is your emotions. They don't worry about how you feeling, or they don't
right.
know the things that you want to do. Like, you want to show up and you want to complete everything that I put in that treatment plan or that safety plan. Or you want to do the thing from that court system, or I'm going to turn the affidavit back in.
Right, right.
So, like, it's things like that we harp along, and we share with them as intervention specialists, case managers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We try to be that support to them, because we always let them know, given that we are a nonprofit third party, we are not systems. We are actually your circle support. So we are here to
support. I like that.
We here to support you, and we want to be able to see you remedy your case within 6 months.
That is amazing. And I think, you know, when we talked before about hope, right, we talked about the importance of giving young men hope. But I think there's another piece of this, that fathers need hope. There's so much that fathers deal with on a daily. And that what you said, the reason I smiled when you said circle of support, because I actually envisioned, you know, this circle of support, you know, around a father that's trying. And I mean, like, that visually is like, I was like, wow, that's exciting. And I think, you know, like I told you when we were talking before, I don't think the issues that men and fathers face get enough airtime. I mean, we criticize, we talk, we judge, but are we in a position to really help? And speaking of help, does Upstate Fathers Coalition have volunteers? Like, if people were in your area and they wanted to get involved with what your organization is doing, can they do that?
Yes, absolutely. So we are free of charge, just for all the listeners to know. So if you end up coming across South Carolina and you want to stop in at one of the fatherhood offices, we have them everywhere. We have the Upstate Fatherhood Coalition. We have our grant funders, which are our funders that funds our organizations. Mm-hmm. That name is the South Carolina Center for Fathers and Families. The other regional offices is a Father's Way. I Fathers to Fathers, man, mm-hmm. and we have some other organizations as well that sits at the center of it all as well. But we, you know, if anybody just want to, you know, stop in and get some information, pick up a pamphlet, please do. We are free of charge. So You know, we doing the work. So I guarantee you, any office that you pop up in, they are going to greet you with love. You know, we're going to have fun with you. We're going to get in your business. we want to support. Like,
right.
We want to be the change. If, you know, if we can't change 1,000, we want to at least change one to be able to see the growth in it. So
that's the one organization you work with. So in that organization, you're working with fathers, you're working with mothers, and you're doing a lot of great stuff. Okay, so now tell us about the mentoring piece, your passion, the thing that you have created, Kind Mentoring. Tell us what you do, what it's about, who you serve.
So Kind Mentoring, I get real excited about Kind Mentoring. So Kind Mentoring was actually established last year, August 23rd, 2000. Mm-hmm. So the whole storyline behind Kind Mentoring was I was actually to another city, Greenville, South Carolina, for many that don't know what that said is in. I was riding, I was in the car with a good friend of mine, and you know, I was it was a song that came on the radio, and I was just singing my little Poe Hardaway. in this word, kind. So I was playing around with the word, and I was just like, it's like, you know, kind. I say, why is this word on my mind so much? So, you know, I was just thinking, and you know, like, I had got revelation from God to like put something with it, like, mm-hmm. You could put an acronym with it, and I'm a big motivator, affirmation person.
Okay.
And one thing about me, I can put some words together in a heartbeat. So when I thought about the word kind, I was playing around with the word, so I was like, kind involvement's never decreased. How does it relate to the population of teens? And, you know, when I thought about it, I was like, well, kids don't feel they are important.
Right.
I provide kind services to them where someone or anything will not put them down. Like, they can have that level of a mindset where they are able to think outside of it.
And, mm-hmm.
You know, do the work where someone else can groom them and show them and be there for them as they do the work. So, you know, I just want to watch my young boys do the work. Like, I want to mm-hmm. see them out here in the trenches. I want to get them. I want to see them, you know, do things on their own with someone not having to stand over and watch them. Like, let me teach you. So that's when I put the whole Kind Mentoring together, and it developed like that. Okay. So when I put the whole, you know, mentoring together, I was like, well, what's next for as, you know, services wise, since it's mm-hmm. Kind Mentoring. So services wise is like working with them now. So
okay.
Now we're putting something in place where we can work with these young men, we can show these men, we can demonstrate. So my services that I provide is one-on-one coaching. I do some virtual coachings online. I also work with some, I work on some personal development. I create like one-man plans, goals, things of that sense. So I just try to provide those services with them so they can see consistency.
Because
it's more than just always having a conversation. These guys used to having conversations, and the conversation is not meaningful. So like,
right.
It's like they hear the conversation, but it's like, well, okay, well, I'm going to forget that. So I always share with them, like, hey, we got to write down the vision. Like, we envisioning too much. And it's like, y'all not putting it pen to paper. So let's put this thing on paper.
Okay.
So I provide those services. Now, given that my mentor company, it is going to be launching this June. I don't have a date for you.
Okay. So a mentoring company to go with the nonprofit, that's incredible. Now, what are the ages of the young men that your nonprofit serves?
So the ages start from 10 to 19.
Okay.
That I know that the age range would not be that far out, given that mm-hmm. 18, 19, the kids think they're grown. But, but I still reach those kids, too.
Okay.
10 through 19, because I want to be able to impact when they're much more younger. Mm-hmm. Given that they come in right out of elementary to middle school, so it's a lot of, you know, working around things to go ahead and get them. So I want to be able to, you know, shine the light and spotlight them why I got them at that age. So
you have this incredible mentoring effort that's only a year old, and you are touching lives. So, you know, something just struck me when we were talking, that the work you do encompasses the whole scope. So from 10 to 19 in the mentoring, and fathers and mothers, on the other end, you have the whole kit and caboodle. I'm using all these old slang terms. I mean, everybody's gonna know how old I am, but you have that. You're touching the entire span, I guess I could say, of lived experiences, and that is really so cool, because you know you get to have influence with young men, you get to have influence with parents, with fathers, and your message is consistent. Your message is empowerment, advocacy, encouragement. And I don't know if it gets much better than that. Now, I might have to look around St. Louis to see like what organizations we have that do this type of work. I know there's some out there, but that's just incredible that you're working on both sides of the spectrum, I guess I could say that. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So what are some of the things that the young men that you work with, what are some of the things that you've seen them accomplish so far?
Things I've seen them accomplish is, first, I have a couple of young guys that struggles with alcohol addictions, sexual addictions. Able to, you know, actually get the education learning that they supposed to, because, you know, they skipping out on schools, on school or tutoring opportunity. So some of the things I have seen is, you know, my young guys, you know, changing the way that they think. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest one. The way that they think and committing, it looks a whole lot different. Seeing that I'm involved with them, like they are so transparent and they are so open, but they do see someone that's always available and they can talk to, and you know, they ain't gotta feel like that you just being judgmental. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things, you know, change behavior, education is improving, being more involved in their communities, even if it's extracurriculars, like they are wanting to be involved in pretty much everything, all around sports or, you know, clubs and organizations. But I also tell them, yeah, you know, one of the things that I want to work with them on is building a hardware skill. That's either working on cars, learning how to change a tire, you know, anything of that sense. Even checking out the car. Things like that, you want to build that hardware skill where, you know, like it's taught at a young age, but you know, if you hear someone else discussing it or talking about it, like, I got it. So it's just like, I call it the supplemental support or alternatives, so they can be able to have something in the backing of it. But it's just all about, you know, just working with them. And I stress the importance to their parents. It's like, we can have a conversation all day, or we can sit in front of these guys all day long, but that don't mean nothing unless we put in a plan of action in place for them to actually see it modeled every day. They got to be able to hear it every day. And then there's always a rewarding process to it, because, you know, a lot of these guys, they don't get rewarded for anything.
Right.
The small stuff. So any little stuff that these kids have going on, I make it a big deal. I don't care if I pop up with balloons, a cake, or a car, I make it a big deal. That's just the difference that I was in my upbringing. You know, that be so different.
And something just, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, I think we socialize, or we have a perspective that somehow that men don't need that celebratory like women do. You know, like you just said, the balloons or whatever you could do to celebrate. And I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, my experiences. Have I really celebrated, you know, uncles, cousins, my son in that kind of way? Or do I make that assumption that, well, you know, men don't like all that, so we don't do all that? And I think that piece of what you just said is something like we can take away from the conversation. Hey, let's make sure we're celebrating when the young men and the young women in our lives are doing things so that they're encouraged to continue to do those good things that they're doing. And again, you know, like this is stuff that we know is not, you know, it's not, we're not talking about anything new or rocket science, but I do think just the way our society is with the social media and everything, it's so superficial. You know, when somebody has a birthday, we type happy birthday, but do we really celebrate the person? And I think like some of the things that I've heard you say, connection, showing and telling and speaking life into everyone, not just the young people, but everyone that you're dealing with. So that just really struck me while we were talking. And I'm like, yeah, so that's something that we all can do, is celebrate the people in our lives, men, women, whoever you care about. Let's start showing them. Yeah. I mean, significantly showing them that, hey, you know what you did? I saw you.
Right.
And I just want to do a little something for you.
Right. Right. Absolutely. It's something that I like. I always like to share it because it's just me. Something I always, even in my own life, but I always like to share it. But it's something I learned from T.D. Jason. He said, growth beat perceptions. So the growth part of you is being able to rely heavily on your word, what you learn through your spiritual beliefs and through your spiritual growth. And that's one thing that I had to learn how to do first before mentoring, is jumping on that spiritual journey where I was able to deal with my own problems and my own traumas. So that way, when I get back into the communities or giving back to the communities, that my target focus would be the young men. I'd be healthy enough and I'll be able to lead these guys and I have the momentum to get them where they need to be. So
that's what's up. Well, and you know what? Like, I've done a couple of episodes on self-love and healthy boundaries and stuff. And, you know, those episodes always talk about starting with yourself. You know, if you're, you know, show yourself the love that you would like other people to show you. And I think I kind of hear you saying, echoing the same thing. You know, if you're going to be working with people, fathers, young men, young women, we got to make sure that we're whole and we're healthy, you know, on all levels, so that when we engage and we take these challenges on and help walk people through their journey, we're in a good space to do that. And I think that's a very good point, because a lot of times for those of us that are helpers by nature, that want to jump in and get to helping people, we don't always stop to remember that, hey, you know, let me take care of myself first and let me be in a good space first before I take on some of these other significant challenges. That's a very great point that you make.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Xavier, we're going to the links for your organizations will be on the webpage, and they'll also be in the episode description if people want to link up and get involved with either Upstate Fathers Coalition or Kind Mentoring. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing about your organizations that you work for and what you're doing, the services that they're providing. Remember, Xavier's in South Carolina, so if you are in the state of South Carolina or somewhere close, look them up. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Convos with Anita Santiago podcast. Please make sure you like, follow, subscribe, and leave a review. on all the major podcast platforms. And as always, I appreciate every listener, fan, and supporter who comes back and tunes in. Your call to action today is to check out Xavier's organizations and support however you can. And happy listening.